Howdy everyone, this is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you've had time to work on your goals today. I hope that if you don't have goals, that you worked on them. I today worked on some goals. I have been working on branding. I've been reading books. I'm wanting to increase our audience. And I say ours because I want everybody to be heard. I want people to be able to communicate with me so that their concerns can be heard. I don't want just my voice to be heard through this. I want to get to the money to be able to get to the point that I hire in people that can write with me. I want to be able to hire in people that are good at doing this on all aspects. It's gotten to the point where we don't have people fighting for solutions. You hear a lot of people complaining, but solutions, meeting goals, that kind of thing, that's not what's getting talked about. Constantly talking about, oh, this needs to go away and that needs to go away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've started this to the point that I want to see solutions. I want to bring in people that are willing to work on solutions. Whether that means helping get the right people elected to office, whether that means that we voice the concerns of people of all kinds of opinions. Let me tell you something. I am not going to vote for Biden. I honestly don't think I know anything within his administration that actually did any good, that's done any good at this point. But he's just one symptom of a problem. We have a problem that we have a virus that is running much deeper. And we need to fight that virus. Trump calls it the swamp. Other people call it the swamp. Okay, it can probably be best determined as a swamp. A virus, an illness. But it's more than just casting your vote. You have to get your voice heard. Now, for all the fighting that's going on among Daily Wire, one thing that you can honestly say about the people... Candace Owens. Sorry. You can tell this show is barely scripted. Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro are willing to go in front of audiences and hear other people's opinions and debate them. Turning Point USA are willing to go out there and debate people. They're working to make a change. That's what I want to do. Right now, all I have is my voice, whether it's from writing, whether it's from my podcast. I want to create the Redneck Thinker brand into something in which those people who do the work that know what it means to find solutions because of the work that they do, I want them to be heard. Now, there are a lot of people that are afraid. I wrote an article the other day about the FAA is not doing what they need to do to make vertical takeoff and landing craft a possibility. We're not talking helicopters. We're talking more flying car level stuff. Smaller craft that are basically cars that fly. Vertical takeoff and landing is basically flying cars in this aspect. And one person pointed out the Osprey. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning, the Osprey had its problems, had a lot of problems. It killed a Marine commandant. That is how bad it was. But I have since met Marines, both pilots and people that have flown in it, that swear by the craft. The Osprey took some time. Hey, all of a sudden, well, it wasn't all of a sudden, through a slow, meticulous, scientific, a true scientific path, they figured out what the problems were and they fixed them. Oh, but it's crashed. A lot of planes have crashed over the years that work perfectly fine. This is when you're complaining about the Osprey, you're looking to the past. I love history. Don't get me wrong. I love me some history. I will read things that will cause most people to fall asleep. Because I want to hear the voices of those that came before us alongside my own voice. Well, when this country started up, we had a lot of problems. We have a lot of problems now. But they got together and they worked them out. Patrick Henry, I have read modern history authors who have little understanding of Patrick Henry. They castigate Patrick Henry. Oh, he stood against George Washington. George Washington wasn't happy with him. Actually, quite the opposite. Yes, Patrick Henry had disagreements with things that George Washington stood for in the government sense. The two knew each other. They knew each other very well. But they had disagreements. They understood those disagreements to the point that though George Washington didn't like Patrick Henry, George Washington went to Patrick Henry and asked him to be in his cabinet. Now, Patrick Henry turned him down because, not because of political differences, but because he may have been feeling unwell at the time. He didn't live long after this. He died a decent age, but he was wanting to secure the future for his family, and that's why he didn't go to Washington. He probably was pretty highly tempted to do it because it would have given him a voice, but he had other things on his mind that he needed to do, which was taking care of his family. If it had been at the time that he was running for governor of Virginia, probably would have done it. Patrick Henry was an anti-federalist. Most of the things that he said he was against turned out to be pretty true to form. So I read up. I read the writings of Patrick Henry. I read up on George Washington. I read what he wrote. And I learn how those two men work together. Yet there are authors that have books published that will slam Patrick Henry, not actually having studied Patrick Henry and George Washington together. Patrick Henry made sure that George Washington had support during the war to the best of his ability. But people say, oh, he didn't give enough. Yes, he did. He gave from the state of Virginia all that he could, unlike other governors. I look to what populism has done to this country. Populism is a rising up of the people, not in a violent manner, but rising up of the people for causes. it hasn't necessarily been a good thing because populism as a movement normally requires that the people that are rising up to be led by people that are not making sure that those that are under them are properly educated on the matters. Instead, they are being educated in propaganda, what became known as propaganda. Andrew Jackson, as a Tennessean, hey, I can say multiple presidents have come from my home state. I was born in Pikeville, Tennessee. I graduated from Madisonville, Tennessee. I love me some University of Tennessee football and basketball and baseball and softball. I love me University of Tennessee sports. Love University of Tennessee. But Andrew Jackson, who, while doing good things when it came to the debt and to banking, did one of the most horrific acts that any person can do that has power. And that's a trail of tears. He moved as many Cherokee as he could find to Oklahoma, what is now Oklahoma. It wasn't called Oklahoma then. But he had them walk from Tennessee, from East Tennessee, not even West Tennessee. They came from East Tennessee and had them walk all the way to Oklahoma forcibly. Now, he didn't find all the Cherokee. That's why there is now an Eastern band and a Western band of the Cherokee. The Eastern band of the Cherokee did something highly intelligent. They didn't want a reservation that the government gave them because it's not giving them anything. They bought the land. They owned the land. They still do. The land that the Eastern Band of the Cherokee Indians have, the tribal lands, are bought and paid for. They weren't given to them. They worked for that. Now, you can't tell me that that isn't some high-level stuff right there. That's something you respect. But populism gave rise to him taking office. Take a look at us no longer having senators that represent the states. Okay, yes, they represent the states. They were supposed to represent the state government. They were the voice of the state government. So when I say represent the states, in all honesty, they actually don't. Most of them represent their political parties more than they represent the people of their home state. That was a populism thing. Not under the people that were behind it did not truly understand what the Senate was, and they weren't going to get educated by those in power. No, they weren't going to get educated. Instead, their fervor was riled up by propaganda, and they voted and pushed to no longer have the state governments to have a voice within the government. Part of it's simple fact of that the senators were a far more conservative bunch because the states were far more conservative. The states had balanced budgets. The federal government goes into debt. How many of these government mandates that require the states to pay for them, do you honestly believe would have passed Congress if the senators had the correct power? There wouldn't have been. Why? Because the state governments who were appointing the senators, okay, they didn't always do their job in appointing, but that lost them the voice for that time period. How many of those states do you honestly think would have allowed for I forget what the correct term is right now, but the government mandates that cause the states to pay for them. How many of them do you honestly believe would have survived the Senate? I doubt any would have. But that was all because of populism. Those mandates have crippled some states. Those mandates have caused more problems than they're worth. So, I don't want, with this channel, populism. I want to use this channel to educate people, not in what I think. I want to give you the knowledge and have you come up with your own thought process. I don't want you to think that I am trying to sway you in any manner except to set goals for yourself, do those goals, and to be a voice of reason in this nation. Do I have a political thought process? Yes, I do. I am for following the Constitution in the manner in which it was written, and the except for the parts that we had to change. Hey, we changed the Constitution. It's called amendments. Originally, black people who were slaves, not all black people, but black people who were slaves, which was the majority of the black people in this nation, were counted as 3/5 of a person. And people go, oh, that Southern mentality. It wasn't the South. Really, it wasn't the South. Look it up. It was the North that wanted that because they thought with the slaves being counted, it would give the South too much of a voice. So the North introduced that into the Constitution. Oh, wait a minute here. A lot of states in the North had slaves at the time that the Constitution was written. Some of them were trying to get rid of it. Some of them took a little while. Now, mind you, it was by 1824 that all slavery was banned in the North. Do I agree with slavery? No. I am glad it was done away with. It was a high cost, and it was paid in the blood of the troops that fought. I didn't like either Jefferson Davis's. Yes, there were two Jefferson Davises that were in the Civil War. One is the Jefferson Davis that everybody knows about. Jefferson Davis, that was president, was a Northerner that married to a Mississippi girl, became a slave owner, and had been the Secretary of War. And then he became president of the Confederate States. The other Jefferson Davis became a general in the Union Army, and he hated blacks just as much. He used blacks as human shields. I don't like either Jefferson Davis. I understand why Robert E. Lee fought for the Confederacy. Don't mean I fully agree with him, but that's a modern sentiment. Ulysses S. Grant, I've done a lot of research into him. He's an interesting person. I like him. William Tecumseh Sherman, I like him. Joseph Johnston, I actually like him to a point. Actually, quite a bit of a point. He had slaves as a kid because that was how he was raised, but once he went to West Point, didn't own slaves anymore. Ever. He fought for the South because it was his home. He, like Robert E. Lee, would have fought for the Union side if Virginia had stayed in. It wasn't about sentiment for the country, it was sentiment for their home state. If you understand the psychology of the time period, it was for your home state was that was more important than the country. That's why we fought the Civil War, because of that sentiment. Populism. In all honesty, that's what it was. The Civil War was created and fought because of populism. The South got upset because Abraham Lincoln was going to free the slaves. Actually, if you read everything, more than likely he wouldn't have freed the slaves. He would have left status quo as much as he could, because he knew that it wasn't going to happen. It would have required an act of Congress, and he didn't think that he could, and he probably didn't think he could get it from what I've seen of the writings of that time period. He wanted them free. He wanted them in Liberia, actually. But we got the Civil War, and it ended the issue. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to give you an idea to do. I want you to have your own ideas. I want you to have the knowledge so that you come up with your own ideas. I may not agree with you. You may not agree with me. That's fine. I want that. Good debate in this country is sorely needed. We need to debate the issues, the real issues right now. The other day, I read somebody's comments, and I think it was on MeWe. Or it may have been Facebook, but I thought it was on MeWe. Where they were saying that the whole transgender issue is meant to divide us and to keep our focus away from what is important. In my opinion, that is true. We need to work together to find solutions. We need to quit complaining all the time. We need to educate ourselves. We don't need to be a populist movement. No, education is key to everything. Knowing what the founding fathers wanted, knowing that there was a gentleman by the last name of Blackstone in England that shaped the legal thinking of those that wrote the Bill of Rights. That you, most people don't know that. You might not. But the Blackstone commentaries, no kidding, they shaped literal generations of people, including those that shaped our Constitution. James Madison most likely read up on them because he was a well-read man. I'm not so sure about Jefferson. It's probably not necessarily a topic he would have read up on. But then again, though, I could be wrong. He may have. The Blackstone commentaries are an interesting thing to read about, especially because he was an Englishman. But he, even after we, after the Revolution, after we separated away from the United Kingdom, Blackstone commentaries were still very important to the legal thinking in this country. And we also had our own thinkers, John Jay, for all his faults, Alexander, James Madison. Not so much John Adams, but John Quincy Adams, I think, had a pretty good legal mind. John Adams, in the early days, yes, he was interesting to read up on. He was a pain in the rump. He really was a pain in the rump. But he did do some good things for this country. And then he became president. One of the two men who, in all honesty, I think had some kind of mental issues where they became way too paranoid. Both him and Nixon became way too paranoid. I say all of this just to give you an idea of what I'm going to do. If you help support me, you will get to help shape that. And I don't just mean monetarily. Yes. Would I like some help right now? Yes. Will I set up things for pay sites and or for a pay site like Timcast? Yes. Well, it won't be pay for everybody. I'm going to give you an option. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be able to eventually get to the point where I can screen advertisers. I want to be able to go, okay, I don't need that advertiser because I don't agree with them. I don't agree with what their company does, all of that. I want to get to that point. I want to get to the point where what I am doing is 100% for the good of both educating you and having your voices heard. Whether you write articles or not, whether you help on the podcast or not, your comments are helping support me. Not because of it gets views or whatever or gets reads. No, your comments help me understand what your train of thought is. I might disagree with it. I might debate you on it. No, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm wanting to debate you on it. Or I might read it and go, okay, that's their thought process. Now I need to sit back and try to understand your thought process because it might change my thought process. I used to enjoy arguing. I used to enjoy that, and then I started figuring out, no, debating, yes, arguing, no. I have changed my opinions because somebody disagreed with me. Didn't change it completely, but it educated me on other people's trains of thought. The people I disagreed with, I got to learn their thought process, and that caused me to go rethink mine. Not because I'm not set in my ways. I'm not set in my ways all the time. I have strong belief processes. I believe we need a small government. I don't believe we need anarchy. I believe we need small government, but it needs to be an educated government that is good for us. And to have that, we need to understand people's trains of thought. So, let me tell you a little bit about the branding that I'm going to be doing. This is Podbeans that you are currently hearing me on. I am fixing to make it so that I am going to be able to put this on YouTube. I don't know how to do that right now, but they've got a way to do that. I'm going to be paying for their services. This is probably going to be Thursday, Friday time frame. I am going to change my writing, my articles. I'm going to put my history blog back to just history. I'm going to keep the articles that are already there so that people can go back to them. But I'm going to start putting, I now have redneckthinker.blogspot.com. Is that right? Let me make sure that's right. Because I don't understand the way they do things. Let me, Redneck Thinker, view blog, redneckthinker.blogspot.com. That is where my news and government articles are going to be. My opinion articles are going to be. I have my Patreon. I'm going to keep it at FreedomVN. Freedom Victor November. I want to have help that way if I can. If you can't, okay, that's fine. I still have my ways of getting listened to. To move forward, I need capital, and I don't have capital right now. After having had the medical issues that I had for so long, I am having to budget very tightly just so I can still have some food in my stomach. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have all this. I'm going to try to put everything as Redneck Thinker. Because rednecks come up with solutions is my thought process on this. And I'm a redneck and I'm a thinker. My Facebook is still going to be The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. That is because, for some reason, I cannot get them to let me create a page for Redneck Thinker. I don't know why. I just changed my Twitter. Let me go to Twitter here. let me go to profile. My profile is under the name Redneck Thinker, but it is twitter.com Paul Shano, Shanno 51170. Let me see something here. Let me see if I can search for Redneck Thinker. Yes, you can find Redneck Thinker. You can type in the search in Twitter, and you can come up with Redneck Thinker. So, all of this is how I'm doing everything. I would love your help in whatever way that you can help me. Comments. I'm also going to relocate where I have my first book. I created a book inside of a program called Twine. It is a gaming slash visual novel. It's a novel software, but it uses HTML instead of anything else. I will find that and I will get all the links out to you. But, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have a good day today. I hope that life will be good for you. Have a good day.